right, we live.
Blog Talk Radio.
I have intro music, I believe. Maybe I don't. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Talk, Real Game. GRX, are you there?
You're here.
Okay, let me see what happened to my intro music. Again, now this show, we can talk about weed, bro. What you growing? What you smoking on over there?
I call it my booty dust. It's my keys. It's from the
booty dust?
It's from the Canadian. It's from the blueberry and it's from the lemon.
Hold up, cuz. You called it booty dust?
No, voodoo.
Okay, voodoo dust. All right, that makes more sense. How is it?
Great. Taste-wise, you get the notes of the lemon, you get the blueberry. You know, a lot of people don't grow blueberry no more, so for me to have a good blueberry strain is cool. And like I said, the Canadian, bang, zoom, homie.
Yeah, what I got from you was actually rather good. I didn't have no issues with it. It was some good stuff. You know what, bro? I didn't formally open up the show. I guess I should do that, huh? Because this is Real Talk, Real Game, and we don't even do what we do on the other shows. We known for clowning. So, I guess. I guess we are clowning, huh? Are you there? Hello? Guess we lost GRX, folks. Don't know what happened to him.
I'm here.
But, are you there?
Yeah, I was saying I'm here.
I didn't hear you. Bro, you got to be talking into the mic. I can hear you when you're on the mic. I can't hear you when you over there coughing and running your nose.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
Well, it does. And we are in a bumper crop of weed again. I think this year you are facing, as a grower, if you're outdoors, you're not going to face this indoors, but you are actually facing, again, one of the best opportunities to grow an abundance of weed with just six plants. What do you think?
Yes, you can. Just got to start early enough with it.
Okay, break down how they should do it. I mean, just run through from clone or seed to plants real quick. Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you just want to start early enough so that you can let your plant stretch. And what I mean by stretch is grow at least to about 2.5 feet before they start their photosynthesis and start budding. So what you really just want to do is just simply let the plant grow and grow slowly, not super fast. Just let it grow slowly in its natural state out there.
I think you should be. I think you should be germinating and starting now if you haven't post Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I usually start like at the first of the year. Like I said, I usually start the first of the year. It's a whole lot simpler. Gives me an easier timetable to deal with. So by the time that we get to March, say, or so, my plants are about 18 to 24 inches tall. And now the time light has changed over a bit, and they start to really stretch strong. So you can easily take six plants and get them 8 to 10 feet tall. Is if you take your time.
You know, one of the things I do, because I'm exclusively outdoors, is I start post-Thanksiving and or around Christmas, prior to the first of the year, because I need, and I start them in little pots. before I put them in the ground, because I already know, as you know, that winter is right around the corner. We are looking at rain this week, and then we're looking at substantial rain probably going all the way into January. And substantial for Southern California is anything more than an hour.
Really?
So one of the reasons why I do this, not to contradict your point, when you're indoors, yes, you got more luxury. But if you're exclusively outdoors like I am, you want the plant to be grown enough, bold enough, so that when you do put it in the earth, when you know you get, yeah, it can be tolerant to the wind and the rain and the saturation. So you want enough of at least two or three tiers of a plant so that it can handle and be sturdy enough to get you to March. But I agree with you that March, April harvest is the first one, which will give you an indication of what you're looking at that big one around July, August, depending on your cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this year I'm going to go strictly indoors this year. So I'm going to try to push for at least three harvests this year.
Wow, that's interesting, because I do that every year. I do three at least every year. But these are all outdoors. With your help, though, I've been able to kind of utilize a lighting system in certain areas, which is actually very good to accent the process. You know, I found that, you know, the best grower is going to do by all means necessary. So whether you indoor, outdoor, you may be hydroponic one minute and then outdoor for the remainder or vice versa. But you need to do both. Also, by the way, GRX, it is showing me that we are live on the air at blogtalkradio.com, Real Talk, Real Game, reactivated. And it says that I'm still bringing you a cogent message, reactivated again and again and again and on and on and on and on.
Sometimes it just never goes away.
Well, I when I came up with this, this was me trying to be cute during the Bush administration. But things got serious for me at the end of the administration, and even more serious as I got more into politics and federal issues on my own accord. If you didn't know, I've had a case as a federal whistleblower.
Right.
I'm all in, right? And, you know, having been through that enemy of the state period, you know, I went through that Goodfellas helicopter scene, you know. I was on High Five trying to leave Oakley to get to L.A. right before the grapevine, and the helicopter wouldn't get off my roof. I thought Stevie Wonder was driving the helicopter. So we have to be focused here on these shows, right, GRX?
Got to be focused on something.
We're dealing with real issues, and a lot of folks, even maybe you included, didn't think that these issues were this sensitive.
No, I mean, like I said, we got to be focused on something. And if you're not focused, then you get caught up. That's just the way that it goes.
Give me your two cents on what black people should really be doing to prepare for the Donald Trump administration, other than complaining and or getting drunker.
That might be the problem, you know what I'm saying? I think this is the time for you to get really self-sufficient, because in a minute you're going to have to. because all those little wonderful programs that are out there right now helping people are going to be gone. So you got to get self-sufficient. You got to come up with your hustle.
And you need to be, in my opinion, really connected to things. You know, you can't.
Yeah, you got to be, you know, no more just getting on the internet and pooping and hollering. You got to pay attention to some of those issues.
Yeah, you need to join some organizations. You need to actually commit to some of your passions rather than, you know, the internet has become a way to sit back and spy on folks that you may or may not like.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, when that's all your agenda is, it's something I learned early on in Freemasonry. Not everybody had the background and the privileges I had. So their perspectives are going to be tied to their backgrounds and their level of privilege and accomplishment. So once you figure that part out, now you got to create even greater means to communicate to a broader audience that even looks even crazier like you and that you may have never dealt with. And another way of saying this, it's like dealing with very, very conservative, white acting black people that may be darker than you or I, GRS.
Exactly.
So there's no limitation in terms of an aspect of internal race calculations amongst black folk or so-called people of color, when in fact you know that your black brother or your brown brother or sister can be just as much a white blue-eyed devil as the white blue-eyed devil.
Exactly. You know, you put it like this, you just got to stay up on top of your game, otherwise you're going to get got.
Well, this is why this is Real Talk, Real Game. Now, moving forward for this show, I didn't think I was going to reactivate this show again. I suggested yesterday on the Black Noise Radio Network that I need to get an intern, bro. And I might have to go down to USC to help me manage some of these accounts and actually give us more perspective and be on the air. That I'm thinking that I should talk it up before I actually do it. And, you know, one of the things that you don't realize is that I have to utilize other people's counsel. And so I take advantage of our friendship in that way because I will always keep going back to you until you end up in a casket. to help me, guide me through where I need to go on this show, because it's like driving to the party if you're in the car. I may not know where I'm going, so I need to ask you something. Or I may need to get out the driver's seat and let you take over for a minute, right?
Right.
So to make sure that we all end up at the party and not in the river.
We don't want to end up in the river.
Don't want to end up in the gully. Don't want to end up in the river. That is anti El Chapoism. Now, having said all that, how should I tailor these three shows moving forward? I got them stacked back to back. Should I spread them out, or should I continue to try to do it the way I'm doing it? Now, I already know that I'm going to grow in terms of commentators and other folk. I'm pretty sure you know people that need to get on the mic and say something. That one dispatcher.
Well, I think that maybe right now, you keep it in pace so you get all the bugs out. You know what I'm saying? So back to back to back to back to back. So you get all the bugs out, and it makes it an easier transition for you to go from one show to another without any technical issues. And then from there, you can break down the frequency of how often you play those shows.
Well, one of the reasons that I went back to back to back, my first mind was just to do an hour, okay, just the Marty Smith Show and then move into Black Noise Radio. Yesterday, after I got off the line with you and listened to the show, I was like, the audio was beautiful. Everything was clear. I like the live engagement. That's so important to me. Why don't I just try to do a triad and see if I can pull it off? And then I have technical issues because, believe it or not, when you pull up one site under a different passcode on the same computer, you're going to end up with problems internally in that computer. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So that meant, you know, I was a computer teacher, and I know how to program. So that meant only way I could affix that and do what I'm doing right now was to go into browser differences. So we opened one show in, for instance, Explorer. The other show is in Google. And then the other show's on the smartphone.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be a conflict trying to read the passcodes, and it's going to keep saying that you were already logged in or it's an error or logged me out. So
exactly.
To that end, it's something I'm giving you background also. I had to set up an alternate Facebook account to set up Black Noise Radio. So I agree with you, but this other point that I haven't said that I think that you need to know. There will be a way in the future in which you and I will be on video conference, okay?
Right.
As simple as that. So pinning all three shows back to back to back was also a way to allow me to videotape me on another show that I will name, which is all three shows combined. And that's part of what Alex Jones does. That's also what Fox News and all these other highfalutin news agencies do, is they keep a constant stream and record going. And so you can always have content to patch in. You feel me?
Yes.
The problem I had with the video side is that I wasn't always feeling as pretty as I am with my vocals, with my Denzel. You know, I had to get my Denzels right to be on
the video. Look. HD ain't for everybody.
Yeah. I really do need to get my Britney Spears moment on if I'm going to be on video, which is different because, see, I don't have to SSS on to do these shows, which is what? Shit, shine, or shame. I just have to get up and hawk and piss and spit. Got to do that. Because I'll be smoking your keef, and sometimes it get caught right under my gut.
You know, that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, it need to free me, though. That's why I hollered at you, bro. That's one another reason I'm kind of mad, because that keef had me locked down. It had me burned. You know, I don't like to be that high. I like to be high.
Well, you know, I'll be trying to get there, bro.
Well,
I'm still trying to work up on that one hit of quitter, really.
Oh, I think I have some of that here. I don't smoke my own one hit of quitter, but I because again, the Lord has taught me a lesson that I will bring you to your knees, boy, and you'll be foaming at the mouth with a cold sweat, and then you'll be running out of beer. That's the biggest issue here. We run out of beer and blood wrath. You know, you can't have the Oakland party going on forever, goddammit.
That's why I smoke tea.
At some point, you need to build a real stairwell. You can't have them crates up there forever, dammit. Right? You can't keep letting them hoochie holes in for free. What's wrong with you?
Everybody got to pay.
Everybody got to pay something, you know. You may not have no money, baby, to pay, but you got other means to give some reward. Ha ha. That's why on Real Talk, Real Game, we can clown a little. You know, I didn't practice to see what my backup music is, and, you know, I didn't give you a chance to approve it. I know you approve of Rihanna because I know what you into. Yeah, I already know what you into, too. Don't get it twisted, bro. But, you know, this is a little different here. So get your ear ready.
No.
Right! minded on this show.
Yeah, that was cool.
And to tap into my own blacksicket, you know.
Hey,
I have
sometimes you got to go there. Look, it's deep rooted in us.
I have an inner blacksicket, bruh. You know.
Look, it's deep rooted in us, bruh.
Yeah. I can eat tamales with the best of them.
Exactly. Beans and rice every night.
So, you know, I just wanted, this is El Ciclón, and it's cumbia. Actually, this is an album that I promoted. One of the last albums I promoted in 2001 was international music. You know, I was all over the place in my music career, so nothing stopped me, bro. I work for everybody, even the gay gang.
Hey, they got chips, too.
I never told you about the time I had artists called Latin G in my studio. Oh, my God. He asked me to come. He found out about me from somebody and said, man, I heard you can do this, that. He came in the studio, asked me to remix some tracks. I said, bro, I'm not doing this for free. You know, it's going to cost you boom, 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 boom. And I ain't going to cost you what, I ain't on no Dr. Dre budget, but it's going to cost you.
That's
man,
right.
I put him down. I hooked him up, flipped him up, cut him up, chopped him up. GRX, he loved it. Came back about a week or two later. I said, bro, how you like what you know? We listened for about 2 hours all this shit I did. I remixed his whole album and then gave him some side mixes. Man, I was like, well, here, if you want me to down, I had one of the first digital copiers in the Bay Area. I had one of the first CD recorders, IDE, off the old computer, right?
Right.
In the Bay. And so I was going to press it for him, but I was like, bro, I don't press nothing for nobody until they pay me. This fool said, well, how about a big medallion? I bullshit you not, G. The fool said, I said, nah, hey, homie, I already told we set this up. You need to. Oh, man, you know, next thing I knew, I went from sir, homie, homeboy to cuz this and cuz that. And in the blink of an eye, I walked into the back room and grabbed that heater. In a Christian and loving way. And I was like, my nigga, I need my paper, homie. I did this shit. I've been working on this shit for weeks, for hours. You don't want the medallion? Motherfucker, what is wrong with you? Hey, dude, the motherfucker started crying. I kid you not. Then he started confessing. I'm not actually Latin. I'm German. Oh! The guy's name was like Albert Hoffensteiger. And I was like, what? You come in here with the handlebar mustache like you the big Latin G? Oh, and you've been on other people's albums. Man, motherfucker, I know you. People know you, homie. What? Oh, my goodness, man. I don't know. The Lord took over, and I was like, you know, you know, this fool crying in the studio, he ain't got your paper. He talking about big medallions. He got on one. You could get him for his. I mean, it all came up in my mind. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, once I moved from friend and sir and homie and young man to cuz this and cuz that, we got issues, right? So, you know what I'm saying. So,
right.
I don't know. The Lord spoke to me, and we let the Latin G up out of there, and I destroyed all his data. He'll never get it. It's over. And his album never came out. Funny how that works. Funny how that works. But I don't know what made me think of that story. But see, on Real Talk, Real Game, I always feel unrestricted. And then I get it. I get caught out there. I guess it was that El Chapo shit I was playing. I gotta be careful with my own inner El TRX, this is Real Talk, Real Game, and it's over. You know, we only got 2.5 minutes left. What you think?
I think we did a good job for the reenactment.
Yeah, and reenactment, I ain't talked to you in years, and you just showed up like a lieutenant in the Army. Good Lord, boy, you know some discipline or something? Good Lord, what's going on? Is your wife beating you again? Is that what it is?
Nah, she ain't beating me, bro. She ain't beating me.
You got the cami meals working. Huh? Is the cami meal program working?
We trying to work it out.
I didn't get my invite for Thanksgiving, but you know what? I actually feel as if that was a love voucher for New Year's Day. Yeah.
Hey, just come on through Christmas.
Oh, okay. You know what? I just on the internet yesterday. I shouldn't even say this. I was looking at it going to Vegas, just trying to slip out for a day or two. You know, if I catch a bus ride at midnight, I could be there by 5 a.m. already pre-drunk. You know, just something to think about. All right, bro. I don't want you to be mad at me, bro. But the thing here is that we want to keep you in a loop, and so don't disappear on me.
I won't, bro.
Otherwise, I'll have to have President Trump send some folk over to your house to holler at you and your dog, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tú eres como un ciclón, arrastrando con todo, quemándote mi vida, arrastrando mi amor, dejándome una herida en todo mi corazón, dejándome una herida. Tú eres viento salvaje, me puede matar, eres como un huracán, violento como un ave, como tromba marina, y me tienes en la ruina, como tromba marina. Thank you.